This just in, this is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Third floor, Sportsy.
Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Yeah. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, this week we're sober.
I know, I'm just coming down from last week's.
It was so exciting.
It's pretty drunk.
Last week, we got our foam fingers in.
And we were celebrating. We were in a celebrating mood.
It was celebratory Sportsy Talk last week. This week, so serious.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to be.
We got our game face on.
Yeah, the most trusted team in Sports Talk Radio today is here with you until 7 p.m., and we will be doing serious, serious sports analysis, will we not?
Yes.
Or something. I don't know. We got to talk about Vladimir Putin scoring 8 goals in a hockey
game.
That's
pretty good. Yeah, I can't do that.
I don't think he can either, but, you know.
I couldn't even skate that long to get 8.
Well,
I mean, it's hard
that.
Work just skating because you forget that you have these. Muscles like in the insides of your legs, like
yeah, I have those.
Yeah, but like you forget about like
about
you skate muscles,
them.
And then
yeah,
you're skating, you're like, oh my god, that hurts so much.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Yeah, why does that hurt so much?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's rough.
Well, he was huffing and puffing when he got out into the box. You know, I mean, he's a 62-year-old man, so
he is in better shape than me. I mean, he is a guy.
He's in good shape. I mean, for an old dictator, he's in good shape.
For a crazy old man. He's in pretty good shape.
So he was skating in some kind of friendly match with former NHL players. And,
Yager and I don't know if Ovechkin was on his. Some other super famous guy.
Yeah, right.
Pavel Bure, I think, or something
somebody,
like that.
Yeah.
There's another 50-year-old guy.
Yeah, and they were all skating and playing a hockey game. And
for the charity. What was the charity? Invade Ukraine or something like that? Like,
what was it? Yeah, it was Invade Ukraine charity. Yeah,
that's
he's
nice.
making some money for them. And he just, like, I saw some of the video of it, and it's like Putin's skating for the goal, right? And the goalie's, like, standing there, and he sees that it's Putin, and he just falls down. He just literally just falls down onto the ice, and then Putin, like, shoots the puck past him into the net, and everybody's like, whoa, Putin made a goal. You know, and they show the crowd, and the crowd's standing up and cheering crazily and waving flags because, you know, they know they'll be killed if they're not. And then like, Putin skates around and fist bumps all the other guys. And Putin is short. Putin is 5'7", right?
Wait a minute. That's not short.
That's short.
I am 5'7 and a half, maybe.
Well, see, you're taller than Vladimir Putin.
Not by much. And
well,
he has a taller hair than me, I think.
He doesn't have any hair. If if he says he's 5'7", you know he's actually like 5'4". He's actually shorter than me.
Well, that was just what Wikipedia said.
That's what guys do. No, but guys always lie about their height. You know?
I don't lie. I'm just getting shorter and shorter. I'm like a hobbit.
You lie in the opposite direction. You like make yourself sound shorter than you are.
5'7 isn't short. That's like an average height.
That's not the average height for a man in America. I think 5'9 is it? Yeah, Google that right now. Look it up. Average height for a man in America.
The average height for an American
man
is 5'10".
See?
What?
Yes, right?
That's
See?
Just what...
That's true. The average height for an American woman is 5'4", I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
That's almost taller than me.
I'm taller than
You're
the
taller
average.
Than me?
No, I'm taller than the average height for an American woman, but not by much.
I'm dumber than the average bear.
How come bears, like, wear, like, okay, you know the Cubs mascot?
I haven't seen the Cubs. I mean, I know it's like a shirt
He has no pants. He looks like Pedo Bear without pants on. It's really terrifying. Clark the Cub. It's really scary.
Clark the Cub?
I think that's why Obama didn't follow the Cubs on Twitter. Because I think he finds,
well,
you know,
I don't know how that works exactly.
The Pedo Bear mascot.
I think when you live in Chicago, you say, are you a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan? And then you don't talk to that person ever again if they have the wrong answer.
Okay, but it's the president, right? Okay, so Obama got onto Twitter, finally.
Yeah.
And he followed. Tell me who he followed. What teams did Obama follow?
Blackhawks.
The Blackhawks. The Chicago Blackhawks.
The Chicago Bulls.
Chicago Bulls.
Chicago White Sox.
Chicago White Sox.
Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears. He did not follow the Chicago Cubs.
They felt jilted too.
Well, I don't blame them. But I think it's because A, they have no toilets in their facility.
Do they have? Do they have an outfield? Like, can you sit in the stands now, or how's that going?
They have an outhouse. have an outhouse. You can sit in the outhouse, but you can't sit in the outfield. And they have no toilets, and they have a pedo bear mascot, and the president of the United States wouldn't follow him.
Well, has he even ever been to Wrigley Field that we know of? Has he ever sang the take me out to the ball game drunkenly during the seventh inning stretch?
I don't know.
Maybe the Cubs need to do a little outreach.
You know, I used to see Barack Obama in Park Slope when he lived there.
You did?
He was a student at Columbia, yeah. And he lived in Park Slope for a little while.
How long ago was that?
A long time ago.
I saw him the night before he made the speech at the Democratic National Convention, because the convention was in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing an event at the Harvard Club. And I had no idea who this guy was. He had gone to Harvard.
Right.
And they said, well, you got to bring a bunch of books over to the Harvard Club. And he was there. And I recognized him from the front of his book.
Right.
And I said, hey, you know, we got the book for your big event. And he looked real nervous because he had to make this giant speech the next day, which would basically catapult him into fame.
Yes.
And I don't know. He seemed like a nice guy. Well, apparently, I'd met him before that years ago. He was just like in.
Did he remember you?
No.
Okay.
But it was like when you worked in bookstores and authors were on tour. They would just come through and sign their books, even if they weren't doing an adventure store.
So you would
meet almost everybody.
So you'd have the signed copies.
And I was like, I don't know, this is lawyer. He wrote a book about his dad. I don't know. Like, it was just somebody was driving him around, and I said hi to him or something like that. And he said, you know, how's it going or something.
Yeah.
And then years later, they were like, Jim, you remember meeting that guy? And I was like, I don't remember that at all. I don't remember. I mean, I remember saying something to him at the Harvard Club the night before his thing. But I was way more into, I admit, one of the ladies from the Sex and the City also came in the bookstore that weekend. Is that her name? Are the ones with the red hair?
I don't know who. I never saw
She was my favorite. She ended up being a lesbian.
Her. I never saw that show.
Which is more impressive. I mean, I don't know. Barack Obama seems pretty impressive, too.
Well, now he does. I mean, you know, at the time.
He was nervous. You know, he's nervous. Because you're going on, you know, before John Kerry. So, I mean, gosh, there's big expectations for you to be a thrilling speaker.
Mm-hmm. No, he did good, though.
He did fine. Yeah, he's great.
There you go.
People like the speech, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, nobody's letting him score 8 goals during a hockey game or anything like that.
I know.
But I think that's how they used to play basketball against him. They would just let him score.
He likes to play basketball.
I think he had to quit. Now he's all golf.
Wait, why did he have to quit basketball?
I think he has like a knee injury or something like that.
Huh.
I think also like people would just let him shoot, and he was terrible. I mean, at a certain point, it's just like you can't.
Well, what are you going to do?
He's kind of a spindly-looking dude. He's not like Putin looks like a dude who could chop down a tree or something like that.
Putin's always running around with his shirt off.
Walk around with my shirt off if that's what it looked like.
He's 62.
If I look like that when I'm 62, if I'm alive when I'm 62.
Putin.
Blunterstein says, Jim is indirectly responsible for catapulting Obama into the presidency. I had nothing, zero to do with it.
It was after
I
he
showed
met,
up, signed, sold some books.
After he met you, he said, that's the person I'm speaking to. When I speak, I'm going to have Jim Burley in my mind. And he pictured you as he spoke.
Yeah.
And that's why he got to be president.
But you get to meet all those. I met Dole. I met John McCain.
Really?
All these guys went on tour. The one person I said no to, we did a big event with Hillary Clinton, but I didn't get to meet her because I was too busy. It was like a zoo.
Yeah.
But the one I said no to was George W. Bush, and it was like the 2000, the very beginning of 2000.
Palin?
Palin, no, and we never got offered Palin. They never wanted to send her to Boston for some reason.
Huh, I wonder why.
She probably but they wanted to send George W. Bush to Brookline, Massachusetts to do an event, and I was like, I don't even know if this guy's still going to be in the... Like, in February of 2000, like, if he loses a couple of elections, he's not going to be around. Like, he's going to cancel this event. Why would I want to do it?
Right.
And Brookline, Massachusetts doesn't have any Republicans. Like, there's zero Republicans.
So why have him there?
So why have him? So I never got to meet George W. Bush. Who's my favorite painter now? I mean, George W. Bush by far is my
he's
favorite
amazing,
contemporary
right?
painter.
He's fantastic.
I mean, I know I haven't seen Putin stuff.
I don't know that Putin paints. He should. I mean, I'm sure if he painted, he would be better than anybody else in Russia. He would be the greatest painter in all of
he's
Russia.
He's the greatest of anything.
Anything he does.
Anything he does is great. Yep. He could do it, whatever he puts his mind to.
You know, and Putin pals on Twitter were coming up to the big climactic battle.
I feel we're going to need to know Putin pals.
at Putin Pals. Follow it on Twitter. It's not too late.
We should get the phone down in case anybody wants
to call us.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, right.
Because this is a call-in show.
Oh, yeah, right.
About sports.
About sports, right.
Bridget says, crazy, that keynote was so exciting to watch. I didn't watch any of the stuff that happened in Boston because I was very busy reporting on it. Because there was very little reporting going on outside of the convention center, which was like, it was down where the Boston Garden is.
I don't know.
And it was like completely shut off. They'd shut down all the trains.
Oh,
and
there was
dudes with like machine gun and barbed wire and stuff.
Right.
And they had this, every night I would go down to the, it was called the free speech zone. It was like this cage. We were supposed to go down and protest and no one was there.
Zone.
No one attended
That's
the free
awesome.
Speech zone. But I would go down every night and like call into my blog and do various different stuff.
Guess what?
Yeah.
We have a call.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talkin' WFMU.
Yay!
Yay, Danny D is here on the air.
Danny D, Hull City's going down. I'm sorry to hear about that.
They are, right? I thought that was so funny.
I don't know. We need to do that USA-style-inspired chant, maybe, to get...
What, if we chant USA, going. Hull City will come up? No, it's too late.
Well, no, they're not guaranteed down yet.
They're going down.
They kind of have to beat Manchester United.
I was listening.
In 40 years, they've lost 10 in a row, I think, over the years.
I was listening to the Arsenal Man United game on the radio in the car.
If they wait a minute, who beats Man United?
Who, Hull? Forget it.
Like if Man United doesn't show up,
Manchester United,
come on,
City at home, and then Sunderland has to lose. Sunderland has a game tomorrow, so Sunderland has to lose both of their games. But they're both against Tottenham,
yeah, right.
Could happen. Or Newcastle could lose to like a halfway decent team.
Well, I lost you there in the middle of that boring.
What? Listen, I was listening to Arsenal versus Man United on the radio in the car. That's how I heard that game.
And it's all British.
It's all British announcers.
Guys
so it, the whole game.
Should be British.
The whole game sounded like.
Well, they don't really talk about. There's not much to talk about.
They're just kind of
chatting.
Yeah, they're just like chatting about. Oh yeah, nice pass there. That was a fine pass. Well, he didn't score, but it was a good pass. And they're taking him off. I can't believe they're replacing him. And then that's you know, it's like that for like 100 miles in the car. It was fantastic. And then they said. That they have NASCAR races on the radio. And I was like, oh my God, could they make them more boring? Yes, put them on the radio.
We gotta do a Sportsy Talk meetup down in Dover for the race one year or something.
Dover?
Well, there was supposed to be an F1 race here in Weehawken. I think it was supposed to be last year, and then it was supposed to be again this year. There was supposed to be like a Grand Prix through the streets of Weehawken and Union City, I believe.
Yeah,
I think
Formula
that one's still
one.
On ice.
Really? Why?
But they want to build here in Jersey City on at Liberty State Park.
Where WFMU's fine studios
Jersey City,
are.
Jersey City, New Jersey.
And
near Liberty State Park, they want to build like an F1 racetrack or something like that. Or an IndyCar or something like that.
Port Imperial by Weehawken.
No, this is a different thing.
Oh, they've moved it? Somebody
this is a different
Jersey
thing.
City wants to be dumb in Jersey. No, it's better
what,
off.
We can't have nice things? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, there's more commerce in Jersey City.
Commerce?
Commerce.
I don't know. Jersey City, it just... Let it ruin the Weehawken.
Right on the border, like right as it looks over the Hudson toward New York, there's a lot of money, a lot of great stuff going on, real nice. Down where
the
I live, it's like
it.
We got dollar stores and we got pants store. Pants for a dollar.
Pants for a dollar.
Yeah,
At least Formula One,
they're the corrupt organization that always would refer to it as New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
They call the site Port Imperial. Mm-hmm. So honestly, like, you know, points to them for you know, acknowledging New Jersey on the map. That's all I got to say about that. I got two things.
Yes.
One is regarding the president dissing the Cubs, which is awesome, by the way, because I cannot stand the Cubs.
What did the Cubs ever do to you? Except lose.
He did the community organizing that he did. He did in Chicago, in the city.
Yes.
Particularly in the South Side.
Right.
And the joke I always have, and it's a true joke, though, is if I meet somebody who says they're from Chicago, I ask them if they're a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan. And if they say that they are a Cubs fan, I ask them what suburb they are from. and if they say they are a White Sox fan, I say, oh, you're really from the city.
Oh.
It was actually really the south side of the city. Like, the Cubs are like the suburban team anyway.
They are. You know? Why?
They gotta get. They can get over themselves.
Isn't Wrigley?
Get over themselves.
The Wait, isn't the White Sox?
Bartman, they deserve to lose for another 100 years.
Isn't the White Sox?
100 more years of losing?
Isn't the White
Bartman
Sox?
Bartman should be 150 years old, be the last one left, and the Cubs win the World Series.
Isn't the White Sox stadium in the suburbs and the Cubs Wrigley Field?
No, they're both in the city.
They're both in the city?
Yeah.
Where's the White Sox? I thought the White Sox had a new field.
It's north side, south side. I don't know. I can't remember which one's which because I don't know anything about Chicago.
The Northsiders are the Cubs.
All right.
I'm just saying we don't get it. Nobody else gets it. I mean, like, you jokingly hate the Mets, but no one else cares about the Mets. Like, if you're a Yankees fan, you couldn't give a crap.
I don't actually care about the Mets either. I mean, I don't like Mr. Met.
It's
Mr. Met that I object to.
In an honest moment.
If I could get a hold of Clark the Cub, I'd burn him too.
Clark the Cub?
We'll
reach out to
mascot.
Clark the Cub. I haven't heard back from Ronda Rousey yet, so I don't know if that's going to happen.
See if we can get a Clark the Cub puppet for next year.
Well, if they find out that we burned him.
Ronda Rousey. Did you hear about that whole thing?
What happened?
That she can't, like, find any dates on Tinder or anything.
That's shocking. Yeah, because she'd probably tear dudes apart.
Hey,
I mean, you
know.
Knock them out.
I don't know. But
Danny, D, you're single, aren't you? Why don't you date her?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, we get twisted into a pretzel and just left on the side of the road.
Wouldn't you like that, though?
Yeah, that doesn't sound. That sounds like a pretty good Saturday night to me.
Some people pay for that.
Well, that's why I suggested you, Jim. But
big racing weekend. Who's your pick for F1 Monaco race Sunday morning?
Oh, F1 Hamilton. Is it F1? If you just pick Hamilton every week, you're going to be right like 90% of the time.
Well, he lost last. Didn't he lose the Monaco race last year?
He might have. I don't know.
He might have.
It's always him or the Mercedes.
Him or one of the Mercedes
him or
boys.
Until further notice.
All right. Who are you taking in the Indianapolis 500?
Whoever the one car that does not fly off the track.
Okay.
Because they've had four cars go airborne. Between practice and qualifying.
Yeah, there's a bunch of burned-up cars, a bunch of cars.
It's frightening as hell. They've changed the chassis. They said, basically, they used to have a standard chassis that everybody had the same thing. And then they said, hey, Honda and Chevy, do your own aero now. You know, go to town. And apparently they just finished doing this and didn't do things like, you know, check that cars would be flying off the track.
I mean, it would make things a little more exciting if you thought at any moment a car might take wing.
Well, I thought that's what people went to watch for, isn't it?
That's what I want to watch for.
It's not 27 times a race.
I mean, I don't know. I could try it.
Yeah. We'll
see how it goes.
I mean, legitimately, if you are the sort of person that, you know, rents faces his ass and all that stuff and is into that sort of thing, Indy 500 probably should be on your radar this weekend.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like I got nothing else going on. I'll check it out.
Yeah, what else is there?
I got nothing.
Yeah, we got nothing.
I mean, you could watch sort of NBA teams that you know I don't really have much of an
NHL
affinity for.
NHL.
Well, I have a vague I mean, the Rangers are close, and when they get when they get close, but there's no way they're gonna win. So I mean, like
they are gonna win. Okay, I want to congratulate Danny D. He is moving up in the standings in the NHL sports.
Oh really? How am I doing? I'm not doing very well.
You're not in the league. You never signed up for our league.
I did something.
Well, you didn't sign up for our league. You can go in and sign up.
Now I would be good at picking them now. No,
well,
I had
no,
the Isles
I mean,
in the Wild. I think my teams must have lost by now.
Well, didn't you, like, you filled out a bracket somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go find your bracket and see how many points.
I think
points.
It's probably pretty bad. What were we on? NHL.com or something?
Yeah, something like that. See how your bracket's doing. And I'll
see how my bracket's doing.
So I'm in first place. Morton Meatballs is in second
Morton
place.
Meatballs is in second
Danny
place.
Danny D has gained on Morton Meatballs. So
will
Danny
they have to,
D
will they have to
two,
drink from the Jeter Cup?
Yes. They will have to drink from... Whoever wins has to drink from the Jeter Cup and gets a foam finger.
I think I'm over, though. I think I picked Montreal over St. Louis. I think I'm done. I don't think I
well,
can
you,
get
No,
points.
You moved up this You moved
yeah, I'm
up
done too.
This week.
I had the Wild versus Calgary.
How many points do you have?
And the Canadians versus Washington.
How many points do you have?
I don't.
Jim,
zero. I'm gonna say.
No, it should give you a total point somewhere.
I don't know.
I have no
like
idea
the old
where.
School it. Random right. NBA finals. This is like or NBA semifinal.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors and Houston versus Who was it? The Cavs and
the Hawks and the Cavs.
The Hawks.
It really
yeah, that was ridiculous.
Is a grab bag of teams with lots of history, and when I mean lots of history, nothing's happened for these teams in like 20 years or 40
20
years. 20
years.
40
years.
Which
team a long time. A long time.
I mean, the Hawks were in St. Louis both the one time they won the championship, 1958, I think.
Well, they had a good team with Dominique Wilkins in the 80s, but they never won. Tree Rollins was on that team.
Yeah, probably pulled for the Warriors to win so before they ditch Oakland, like the Nets ditch New Jersey. You know, I'll hope that the fans in Oakland, before they have to pay like $7,000 to go see their team in San Francisco.
That place where they play is Oracle Stadium or something like that, is one of the worst places I've ever been in my life on Earth. I mean, like,
really?
No, yeah, it's really, like, just a giant piece of concrete in the middle of Oakland.
Ew.
So, I mean, you know.
All right.
I'll take San Francisco. They should play in Alcatraz. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Alcatraz Stadium?
Cool. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Alcatraz Stadium.
But anyway, guys, I'll let you get going because I don't want to bogart all the sportsy time over here.
Okay. Thanks, Danny D.
But you guys are the best.
Thank you.
We are? Oh, thank you.
Well, that's good to know.
That's nice.
Thanks. We are the most trusted team in sports talk radio today. There's absolute silence on the end.
Like,
thank you, Danny D. Thanks for calling. He hung up. As soon as I said that, he hung up.
He was like, well.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
In that case.
Thank you, Danny D. Danny D.
Danny, I didn't answer Danny D's question about.
What was it?
He says, does Bob Dole talk about himself in the third person? Bob Dole, if you meet Bob Dole in person.
Yeah.
Tan. Tall, hell of a guy. Like, you're like, this guy should be president.
Yeah.
And you see him on television, he looks like a snail. Like, he looks
He looks old and weird. And
no, he was awesome.
Really?
Like, he was a really cool guy.
Huh.
Yeah, no, he was awesome.
Oh.
I think when you meet politicians, like, really, like, in person, they're really nice. And when you meet him, like, you see him on TV, they're just sweaty garbage.
What else do we have to talk about? We have a lot of things to talk about. Can I, before we get into more sports on Sportsy Talk, I have to announce an event coming up this Saturday. This coming Saturday, May 30th? Is this coming Saturday, May 30th, or is that Saturdays?
No, that's two Saturdays.
Well, then I don't have to announce it at all. Okay,
oh.
I'll talk about it
next week.
Well,
we don't have a show next week.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so I got to announce it now. Okay, so, well, first, I should say that next week there is a show in this time slot, but it's not us. We are going to take the week off because it's a three-day weekend, and we'd like to have a three-day weekend.
I'll be drunk.
Yeah, and I'll be, I don't know, working
from this afternoon till then.
Till then, okay.
Yeah.
You're not off this week, though, right? You have to work?
No, I have to work every day this week.
But you're going
to
be drunk every day
I'll be
this
drunk
week
every day,
get, okay.
And then I have then next week off as a staycation week.
That's nice.
So that'll be good.
Okay, so Micah is going to be in.
He does the show with the
with the cult music and stuff. Yeah, he's really good. He filled in for us before, and he did such a great job, and we're really happy that he's going to agree to fill in for us next week. So we hope everybody will listen to Micah and enjoy that a lot.
Please do. It'll be a wonderful Memorial Day treat for yourselves.
For yourselves. While you're
and for all the Cubs fans in your life.
And, I got a Cubs fan story for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so did you see this Cubs lady, right? I forget who they were playing. Who do the Cubs play? Did they play the
Cardinals.
Diamondbacks?
They
the
play
Cardinals?
The Cardinals like 50 times.
Okay, the Cardinals. Okay, so they're playing some other team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody from the other team threw a baseball cap of the other team onto the the warning track.
Okay.
The outfielder for the Cubs picked up the hat, looks at it, throws it back into the stands. It lands in the lap of a Cubs fan lady who's wearing all her Cubs fan regalia and drinking a beer with her girlfriend, Cubs fan girl that she went to the thing with.
Mm-hmm.
And she stands up and she turns around and mimes wiping her bum with the hat and then throws it back onto the track.
Wow.
It was so spectacularly vulgar. It was
that's great that from old
really,
ladies like the idea that they're going to wipe their butt with your hat is pretty cool.
Yeah, and then the outfielder has to go pick it up again and throw it back into the stands.
Old lady fans are great. You know, there's
I don't know that she was so old.
Oh, yeah, I thought she said she was some old lady.
I said she was a woman. I don't know that she was old. She was
a
lady.
I'll Google it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen the video of her doing it. It's
she's wiping her butt with the hat?
Yeah, it's amazing.
There's only a few teams that have hats I would want to wipe my butt with.
And who would you want to do that with? I just think, I mean, it's on national TV. I don't know. It's just kind of like, why are you doing that? It's kind of weird, you know?
The Cubs were on, for A, the Cubs are on national TV.
The Cubs are on national TV.
Why? Do they hate them that much?
They must have been playing. They must have been playing somebody good. I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. Okay, so the other announcement I have to make is that on Saturday, May 30th, at 2 p.m., it is the 2015 Musical Saw Festival, the 11th International Musical Saw Festival in Astoria, Queens, at Trinity Church, 3118 37th Street, which is 37th Street and 31st Avenue.
Yeah, I don't understand Queens. Cause, like, I know. It's not a grid.
Yeah,
it's just like they must
random.
Have had like an earthquake or something like that. Because
yeah.
37th Street crosses 37th Lane, crosses
yeah,
37th
yeah,
Row.
Yeah, I know.
Crosses
it's like
37th.
It's like just random weird numbers, and then they say that's your address. You're like, I don't get it. But it's easy to get to because we've been out for the Musical Saw Fest a couple of times and really enjoyed it. I have to say it is really fantastic. The Trinity Church Handbell Choir is going to accompany one of the numbers, I think.
And I love the,
Natalia
it sounds
Cruz.
Like a theremin, the singing saw.
Yeah,
like
it's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, it's really a cool sound. And they have people come from all over the world to play at this festival. It's like they have saw players from Korea.
See, I don't know
Germany.
Why the saw doesn't break and like hit. See, if I did that, it would break and hit me right
no,
in the
no,
face.
No, no, a saw is very, you know, it's very pliable.
Yeah, I would do it wrong.
Yeah,
something.
No, it's easy. Well, I don't know that it's easy.
By the way, the Cubs are pretty good. The Cubs are 21-16.
Who says?
That's what Google says.
All right. Well, then that's why they were on TV with their
7-3 in their last 10.
With their bum wiping fan.
Bum wiping.
Bum wiper. Bum wiper lady fan.
Kat in Chicago says Micah's fill-ins are highly entertaining. She is correct.
Yeah, and she's a DJ herself, so she would know.
She would know. She's very discerning.
You were adopted by Listener Kat.
I'm adopted
Kat, were
by
you not?
Listener Kat in
that's
Chicago.
Pretty great.
DJ Listener
you're,
Kat.
You're very lucky.
I feel fortunate.
That's pretty fabulous.
I mean,
I have listener
so
Dan
far, so
B
good.
From upstate, who I also appreciate a lot. That was good. 201-209-9368 is the number to call if you'd like to talk to the most trusted team in sports talk radio today. You can do that. Just call here. We don't even have call screeners. We'll just let you right on.
Call screeners.
Who has
that's
those,
that's
right?
For fancy shows.
Yeah, that's
for,
yeah, we're not fancy that way. 201-209-9368.
The Marlins fired their manager yesterday.
Yay!
And put their GM in the manager spot, even though the
Yay!
GM hasn't coached.
Done anything, ever?
And he's, he coached a Little League team. He coached
Fantastic.
A high school team 35 years ago.
Great.
So
that
they're
sounds,
going.
That sounds and
they,
useful.
And they asked their owner, Jeffrey Loria. Jeffrey Loria, who has, I think, once or twice won a world championship, only to then destroy the team in the very next year to sell off all the players and to go back to mediocrity. They asked him, "Well, why'd you fire the coach?" And he said, "Well, we're not the Flounders; we're the Marlins. You can't flounder. We're the fish. We're not the Flounders."
Wow.
I think Flounders would be kind
is that
of
what
a nice.
He said?
Yeah, he said. I mean, he said it kind of like less
sort of
like it was a dumb thing to say.
Hmm.
And the Philadelphia coach. Flyers fired their coach and hired some guy from North Dakota State. It's the
oh,
first
yeah.
time in like 50 years
yeah,
that a coach
yeah,
has come
yeah.
directly from the college to the NHL.
Yeah, and like all the...
Because in the NHL, there's like 30 teams, but
they all have these
the same 30 coaches kind of go back and forth between
they,
all the
they
teams.
All have, they all have these like... that guy has like a super North Dakota name, and the place where he coached, he was a coach for some... They all had like this name like... Hacklets or something. Hacklots.
Hackstall.
Hackstall. That's it, right? Hackstall. They're all Hackstalls.
Well, it's weird because the GM Hackstall. Of the team is the old goalie Hextall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They all have that same
his
name.
His name is Hackstool.
Hackstool, Hextall, Huckstall. They all have that name. Everybody's got that name in that team. They all have the same last name. It's very confusing.
I mean, the University of North Dakota is one of the best college hockey teams in the country. The Fighting Sioux.
Are they really?
They're the Fighting Sioux. No, I think they
Racist.
Have to change their name at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah, they got to change that. Oh, wait, wasn't North Dakota, weren't they doing, is that the school that was actually looking for a new name?
Probably.
There was one of those schools they ran, it was like the Abominable Snowman and the...
Oh, that's not
the,
bad.
Remember that? Did you see that?
No.
Look that up. Okay, North Dakota was looking, they were looking to change their name of their team. And they came up with all these really goofy names. They had crowdsourced it, and then they got it down to like the top 50 names or something, and they're all pretty ridiculous. Oh,
University of North Dakota formed a new nickname committee to facilitate the selection of a permanent nickname.
Right.
This is the continuation of the work begun by the Nickname and Logo Process Recommendation Task Force that met in fall of 2014.
Uh-huh.
There's many members. This is like an official thing.
Yeah, it's like the entire population of North Dakota is on this committee.
They have a meeting the 18th of, is that today, the 18th of May?
Yeah, can we call them up?
Maybe.
Okay.
They're in, it's at 6 p.m., so it's actually very soon.
They're listening to us now. If you're in the meeting,
are you at the University of North Dakota trying to? No, I mean they're in North Dakota time, Mountain time, 6 p.m. I'm assuming.
Oh right.
We could call. There's a phone number to call Jill, who's in charge of.
Really?
Twomney Hall, room 404.
Do you want to call her right now?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get the phone down. This is so cool.
I mean, she may be busy with the big time meeting.
Know, maybe. Yeah, maybe
not. Am I supposed to give you the number rather than say it over the air?
No, you can say it over the air. It's public. It's public, right?
I mean, it's on the internet.
I'm not sure how to do this.
You can't. You know how to dial the phone?
I used to. Wait, handset one. Yeah, okay. I got it.
We're going to try to get somebody on the air. And then,
what's the number?
701.
Uh-huh.
777-2038. They're having a big time meeting tonight to discuss what should be the name of the team of the University of North Dakota team. I would say the Frackers.
Can you hear it?
I cannot.
Oh, I'm doing something wrong there.
You think Frackers would be a good, the oil sands?
Can you hear it now?
I cannot. There we go.
Can you hear it?
Thank you for calling the Office of the Vice President for University and Public Affairs. We are unable to take your call right now, so at the tone, please leave your name,
cool,
phone number,
like North
and a
Dakota.
Message,
yeah, she has that accent,
we'll return your call as soon as we are able. If you need immediate attention, please press 0 and Katrina will assist you.
Should we talk
Thank
to Katrina?
You.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
You
Record
call?
Your message after the tone.
I press 0,
when you
but
finish,
nothing happened.
You can hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is Jim the Poet.
And Bronwyn C. We're the hosts of Sportsy Talk on WFMU, and we were calling to talk to somebody about the new North Dakota name of the team.
Well, they're working on a new nickname, and we were curious. We're on the air right now on WFMU.
Live on the air. So if you'd like to call us back and be live on the air with us, we're at 201-209-9368.
And we think Frackers might be a good name for the
Frackers
team.
Frackers is a great name.
Frackers.
But we'd like to hear what your ideas are.
Yeah, what your actual ideas are.
Yeah,
would be
actual
better.
Ones. We won't make fun of you. Okay, thanks. How's that?
Now that ought to get it done.
Yeah, telling them we won't make fun of them. That should work, don't you think?
I don't think fighting Sue's that bad. Is fighting Sue that bad? I mean, they kind of have one of those like.
They kind of have one of those like. I don't know. I mean, the Sue are from
doodly
that,
looking.
The
I mean,
Sioux,
I don't know.
Okay, the Sue are actually from that part of the country, but it's kind of.
But can't
you
get like a some like. Big Chief Sioux guy to like sign something that says like it's okay or something because they've done
I think they've done that in
Florida or some different places where it's like the Seminoles and stuff like that.
Right,
like, yeah,
I know
that, okay,
yeah, the Seminoles said it was okay. Well, it's like it's sort of analogous to fighting Irish, right? I mean,
well, that's incredibly offensive, actually. It's a little drunken dude with his hands up.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for your interest in the University of North Dakota's nickname and logo transition. This website is part of the UND's efforts to make up-to-date information readily available to our campus community and our alumni and friends.
The
transition effort is thoughtful, deliberate, and an inclusive process that is driven by several key values. Respect.
I didn't mean to say that we were not going to. I mean, we aren't going to make fun of her.
No, we're going to make fun of her.
Respect.
We will show respect in honoring the past and in moving forward and in understanding the strong feelings many have about the nickname and logo. I would say a good nickname.
What about the Sod Busters?
A good nickname might be the Split Comma. What do they call the Split Comma Splice? Because there's like
the Oxford comma.
That is a crazy sentence.
The Oxford comma.
Care. The University in Transition effort will operate with an abundance of diligence and caution in moving forward. That's not really a good sentence either.
It doesn't make any sense.
We will take the time and care required to make the transition successful. Inclusiveness.
Did somebody sue them for calling out the Sioux?
No, I think they just sooner or later, all the
sooner
other offensive
later,
teams
Sue,
changed their name, and then
so
it was like they were the only ones left.
Yeah,
and it was like, oh, what's your name? The name of the team? Come on.
That's not good.
But you can't let, the problem is you can't let pure democracy rule these like nicknames.
I know, clearly, because it's like, it's
like
this like, huge
my brother sent me a t-shirt when he was living in Arizona of the what was it? The Fighting Asparagus? The Fighting, I'll have to look up those guys.
Yeah.
Because it was like, they just go crazy. Like, the student body, like, most of those kids are high most of the time. So they're like, it'll be like, the Bongs! The name of our team is the Bongs!
Yeah. I think, I'm trying to remember. I think University of Santa Barbara is the Banana Slugs.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I thought so. I'm surprised you know that. I know
it
that.
Is. Well, it's,
how was, do I know that?
There was like a, it was on Reservoir Dogs where the, you know, Samuel L. Jackson,
oh,
I think,
was?
Or one of those guys. Like,
really?
John Travolta was wearing a Banana Slugs shirt.
Oh. I don't remember that.
It's true.
Hey, we have News of the Dead.
Uh-oh.
This week.
Who died?
Dean Potter.
Who's that?
He's a famous climber.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
He was trying to base jump. They put on this thing called a wingsuit.
Okay, is that one of them, like, Rocky Raccoon things?
Yeah,
or like those
basically.
Where you're flying?
Yeah, yeah, like a flying squirrel suit or something. And jump off a cliff somewhere, and he was up in Yosemite.
It was Yosemite.
Yeah, he was in Yosemite at Taft Point, and he'd recently lost his sponsorship. Cliff Bars used to sponsor a bunch of these climbers, right? So he lost his sponsorship because recently Cliff Bar said, hey, you know, we're sponsoring like 40 climbers and about 10 of them are jumping off of things and climbing stuff with no ropes and doing all this dangerous stuff. And we decided we didn't want to support that anymore. So we're, you know, so they kicked Dean Potter out. He was one of their prime guys. He's a very famous climber. And he went up to do this dangerous thing and died. And the guy he was with died also, a guy named Graham Hunt.
Well, see, there was that big climb.
Oh, yeah, where the guys went up the
face. And
they're like
sleeping on the side of the face,
yeah,
and stuff,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think then people got a little cocky. They got a little, and it's still Yosemite. Like, it's,
yeah,
still like, it's a long way down, man.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
If you're messing around, if you're,
yeah,
goofing around, if you're on the,
well, they were trying to do this thing where they jumped off and then flew with this stuff and then kind of went through this notch in a rock.
Yeah, which part of that didn't work?
Yeah,
The whole thing didn't work.
Like,
they actually hit the side of the rocks.
I think their suits didn't deploy correctly or something. And this guy, Dean Potter, he's been going up with his dog. And making his
dog flies in the Rocky Raccoon suit.
Yeah, with him. Like,
but the dog was home. The dog is fine.
The dog is fine. The dog was not in this one, so that's good. The dog's name is Whisper. He's a blue heeler, beautiful dog, and dog's okay. But yeah, so he died, right? WFMU, you're on the air.
Yes, it's on the air. Hello.
Hello, welcome to Sportsy Talk.
I want you to know, this is honestly, I have to I have an opinion about people like your show. Very nice man is mellow and sound like he's having.
You sound pretty mellow too.
We get another call.
I'm talking about
WFMU. You're on the air.
Oh, you're hung up on mellow man.
Yeah.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
It's Peter Johnson, University of North Dakota.
Oh, wow!
Hey.
You called us back.
That was
very quick.
Thank you for calling us back.
Yeah, we're live on the air on WFMU out of Jersey City, New Jersey, and we were looking at the. You guys are having a big meeting tonight to pick a new team name. Is that correct?
Well, we're having a big meeting tonight. The name won't be picked tonight.
Okay.
But, it's part of the process for finding a new nickname.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going on tonight.
We've been following this online a little bit, and you guys, is this the school that had, like, the big competition where everybody could submit names, and you got, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of names? Is that correct?
That's correct. It wasn't really a competition, but you're right. So the whole month of April, people had the opportunity to submit whatever suggestions they wanted, and we got thousands.
Wow.
In fact, there are 1,172 on the recommended to think about list. We had a company that we hired to help go through all the suggestions and
take out all the rude ones and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. For example, are the domain names already taken? If so, well.
Oh.
Oh.
I hadn't thought of that. That's interesting.
I didn't think of
that
either. That's interesting.
So,
yeah.
So of all the names that were submitted, 1,172 made it on the recommended to think about list, and that's what they're doing now. They're going to go through almost 700 tonight.
Oh my goodness.
How many people?
Use a clicker system.
Oh, yeah,
yes or no.
Okay.
And if it gets any yeses, it moves on the next round. If there are no yeses, then they're voted off the island.
How soon do you think you guys will come to a point where you have like it down to maybe four or five nicknames?
I tell you what, we would all like that to happen sooner than it probably is going to happen. But it's hard to tell because, again, they've got about 700 to go through tonight on the recommended list.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is they're going to go back to the not recommended list and just take a look at those and say, well, why? This seems like a pretty good name. Why is this one parked over here? So I wouldn't look for anything in the very near future, but on the other hand, certainly we would like to see this come to, you know, get to a point where we can celebrate whatever the new name is going to be.
Right. And how many people are on the committee that are considering
11.
Houston? 11 people. Okay.
11 people. They're alums, they're students, they're student athletes, faculty, staff, community members.
Can I try to hit
kind of a broad base.
Can I make a request? A lot of times, teams have a name, and then the women's teams are named like the Lady something or others.
Right.
You know, like
so
the Volunteers, and then the Lady Volunteers, and the Huskies, and the Lady Huskies. And I would rather not have the Lady something or others. Can you just pick a name that's like applicable to all genders or something?
Well, we were thinking about going the opposite way. So
oh,
I have a name
cool.
that's really more for the women's teams, but then say, well, it's the men's, you know.
That would be great.
Oh, that's interesting. So having two
men hairdressers or
having
whatever.
Having two. Oh,
the
interesting.
The peahens
no,
and the manly
the committee
peahens.
Is, you know, they're taking all kinds of things into account, and that's certainly
okay.
one of them.
Oh, cool.
Do you have any personal favorites of the things that have been recommended for nicknames?
Well, I'll tell you one that I like that's been voted off the island.
Oh, what is it?
Now, you got to understand that I've got Norwegian heritage. So,
okay.
Good enough.
And if you're Norwegian, man, you are proud to be a Norwegian. So,
Ufta.
The one I liked that got voted off. Yeah, Ufta. Ufta. The one that I liked that got voted off was Berserkers.
Berserkers?
Oh, I like
that's
that.
Kind of
cool.
The crazy fighters. They go out there and they do whatever it takes to win.
Yeah.
But they didn't go for that one.
That's
so
kind of
really?
A great name.
I think that's a great name. The North Dakota Berserkers?
That's not bad.
University of North Dakota Berserkers? Yeah.
And let's face it, who else is going to be the Berserkers, right? I mean, we would own
I'm
that
pretty
one.
Sure you would, yeah, would
you
be,
would
be that
the
would
only
be
ones,
yours.
Yeah.
That would definitely
yeah,
be
absolutely.
Yours.
Absolutely, yep. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling us back. We really appreciate it, and good luck tonight.
And we'll follow up with you down the road as we get closer to,
if we can.
If there's anything we can do to help point you guys in the good direction, let us know.
We're happy to do it.
I appreciate that. Thanks for talking about it.
All right, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was super. He called us back. He was like a vice
it's
president.
It's the power of the radio.
I know. We can talk to anybody.
We can talk to anybody.
Do you know who I want to call?
Right now?
Well, we can't right now. Cause
I mean, Dr. Game Show is coming up at 8
I
o'clock.
I know. We got to be...
7 o'clock? 8 o'clock? What time? 15 minutes
seven,
from now.
15 minutes
whatever
from now,
time that is.
But, okay, so there's an ad running. The Teachers Union is running some anti-Chris Christie ad on the radio. And
okay.
they say, and they give like a number. They say... Call Governor Christie right now and tell him what you think.
He
call
is
Governor
not
Christie.
By the phone. I mean,
okay,
the guy's in New Hampshire.
But
something
I mean, they
like
give
that.
Like this number,
yeah.
right? That you can call Governor Christie. I think we should call him and ask him if he's like positioning himself to take over from Roger Goodell. If he's going to be the next NFL commissioner, because I think
do you
he
have
is.
To run for that?
I think he's trying to do it because Roger Goodell is in such trouble with Deflategate because he assigned himself to be. The arbiter of the Brady case, right? Brady is appealing his suspension, right? He's suspended for 4 games for using deflated footballs.
I mean, so far.
Okay.
That's until he gets into a room with those guys and starts blinking his little beautiful eyes and brings his beautiful wife along.
I thought 4 games didn't sound like that much until I realized.
It's a month.
Yeah, but also he's losing $2 million because he doesn't get paid for
man.
The suspicion.
I mean, they find $2 million in the sofa at that place.
Yeah, probably.
I mean,
okay.
You know.
So anyway, so I think Goodell has just messed things up to the point where they got to dump him. And who better?
No, I would have thought that would have been a while ago when they were beating up, like everybody was beating up their wives. And
yeah.
he was like, oh, I don't care. Whatever.
Well, now he's trying to care. But you know what he really cares about is that he thinks Brady didn't cooperate. He doesn't really care that Brady did it.
Well, my father, my father's still mad at me for saying that the Patriots are, because New England, there's pockets of New England who are kind of refusing to deal with reality.
Okay.
In the Deflategate deal.
And your father lives in one of those?
I'm going to say my mother and father said there's no proof.
Uh-huh.
And then if Tom Brady had given over his
cell phone
to the NFL, that every player in the NFL would have been mad at him because
that sets a precedent.
Sets
for,
a bad precedent or something.
Yeah.
Like
well,
that.
I don't think the players.
And he's probably got naked pictures of his wife on the cell phone
or his girlfriends, whatever.
Boyfriends.
Yeah, whatever he's got.
Gronk. He's probably got naked
Gronk.
Pictures of Gronk. He's got naked Gronk there.
Apparently,
you don't
there's
want
some,
the naked Gronk.
Apparently, there's
out.
Some kind of Gronk erotica thing going on now with like fan fiction about Gronk or something. You know, I mean,
We may have to get Gronk on the air to describe
his erotic fantasies.
We've so far not gotten murderer.
We haven't gotten anybody.
Murderer tight end. Well, we just got guy from North Dakota, vice
president. No, he was great.
And that took literally 10 minutes for us to get somebody on the phone.
I know, that was fantastic. That was really great. I'm so pleased that guy called us. That was really nice. Yeah, but we haven't gotten Aaron Hernandez to call us.
Aaron Hernandez
he's busy getting ready for his other trials.
Oh, he's got another trial coming up where he somebody knocked into him with a drink,
and so he shot them in the
face. And so he shot those guys
in the face.
It's like, oh my god.
I know.
Oh my god.
He's crazy.
But at the top of the hour, Dr. Game Show will be on.
Okay.
So you could win big time magnets
from Dr. Game Show.
Big time prizes.
She has her own theme song. She has her own magnets.
She's it's got Joe it going Firestone. On. This is like the theme song, but they didn't play it last week. I was kind of
they didn't.
I know, and we didn't play our Speedy Ortiz theme song.
No,
today.
No, we didn't.
Because I usually gotta like jam my phone right in the microphone.
Yeah, we didn't do that
to do it. I'm really unprepared today, because I'm not as
we're
drunk
doing
as
okay.
last week.
Yeah,
no, I think we're doing
week,
good.
Last week we were pretty.
So
good.
Far, I mean, we missed Mr. Mello on the phone there for a second. We hung up on him and got University of North Dakota. What are you doing?
I didn't mind.
Are you counting in your head?
Yes, I'm counting which thing to put on so we can, when we get off the air, we got something queued up and everything, we're ready to go. That's good, right? It's so professional.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds, sounds
like a way to do it.
That
okay.
sounds like something.
Something. This whole show sounds like something.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, I think we're doing good. What else do we have to talk about?
What else did I want to talk about? Oh, the Dolphins re-signed Ryan Tannehill to this giant contract.
Yeah.
And not because he's a good quarterback, but just because he's the best option they have. Like, it was like 6 years, $95 million.
There's a lot of like weird quarterback signings, aren't there? I mean, how many good quarterbacks are
well,
left?
Well, you got the cheaters, right? So you got the like
the cheaters. But I don't know. He's old. Isn't Tom Brady like 40 now or something?
Yeah, he's still winning Super Bowls, you know.
Yeah,
left
he
and
right. wins, he wins when he cheats. Yeah.
He's just going to come up with better ways to cheat. I mean, you're just daring him to cheat more now.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do to him? You're going to suspend him for 8 months? So what?
Yeah.
So the Patriots will be.
But they have that. They have that young guy that's going to be playing.
He's a backup quarterback, Garoppolo. Yeah. Nobody.
Garoppolo.
Janine Garoppolo is going to be the quarterback for 4 to 5 weeks.
Hey, explain something to me.
Yes.
Okay, the Dodgers.
Yes.
They have two pitchers.
Yes.
One night, one of their pitchers struck out four guys in an inning, and the next night, one of their pitchers struck out four guys in an inning.
Yeah.
I kind of don't understand. I know they drop.
You
know,
drop
like
the third strike, and the guy gets to first base, and then you strike out the next guy, and you actually hold on to it. And you know how they like? If
yeah,
you
right.
Drop
okay.
The ball
so yeah, yeah.
Strike,
I know.
You
yeah, you can. You can. Yeah, you. If you drop the ball
in
the third strike, the guy can run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's
okay.
no one on first base.
Okay, so that's how it happened. But
I'm
they never.
Say
they
yes.
had. They hadn't. It hadn't happened at all. Like that. There was more than three. That there were four strikeouts in an inning hadn't happened at all in like 75 years or something, and then they did like two in a row.
Yeah, because it happens a lot, but it's not strikeouts usually.
Yeah, right.
Like to have four strikeouts in an inning is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
But like you usually would have like a ground ball, you would have a ground ball out, or you'd have
yeah,
something, else
something
going
would
on.
Happen. Right. So the four strikeouts in an inning, two nights in
but
a
they,
row.
But the Indians had a guy who struck out like 18 or 19,
are
and
the
they
Indians
took him out.
Going to change their name?
I don't think they're going to change their name, but they're probably going to get, like, that Chief Wahoo is kind of on his way out.
Chief Wahoo.
He's pretty bad.
He's really, yeah.
But I don't like, the thing engine. That I don't like the most is, the tomahawk chop in the Braves. Because
yeah,
the Braves have been around for, like, 100 years.
I know.
And they didn't always used to do the tomahawk chop. And they, in fact, promised to stop doing the tomahawk chop.
But you can't stop your fans from doing it if they're going to start
can.
Doing
you
it.
Can
you
cannot play it in the stadium. Yeah, you cannot play, like, the crazy.
Do they play that?
They play it every time anybody gets on base in, like, the eighth
well,
inning and ninth
that.
Inning and stuff like that.
They can't do that then.
They do that.
That's encouraging, that's encouraging.
And
that's
don't
terrible.
Sell little foam hatchets. I mean, you know, that's not really much to ask.
No, that's terrible.
Because the Braves are, you know, the Braves
hey,
have been around for a
foam
long time.
What can we get next year?
Foam hatchets.
We could foam something.
We already have the foam. We should go
we
back
have foam
to
foam fingers, but we could get something else in foam,
I'm thinking jocks. Because those are
foam
just,
jocks?
It's just, no, real.
Jocks are, they're expensive. We looked into that. We were
we
gonna. Have, we were gonna.
Looked
have,
into it?
I looked,
looked
into it.
It.
We were gonna have Sportsy Talk supporters.
Yeah.
And
how much are they?
They're like I don't know, $4 or $5 each. If you want
is
them,
is that bad?
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. If you want them imprinted.
yeah, we could. I could just do it with a marker.
well, we could go buy some cheap ones, yeah, and just like draw on them ourselves.
Just draw on them ourselves. That would be an incredibly time-consuming.
Mitt Romney knocked down Evander Holyfield
in a
fight.
Actually knocked him down?
Well, you know, they had a fight.
They only went through two rounds.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they actually threw in the towel. And Romney wore, like, a T-shirt. So I don't know, like, is that just like part of the Mormon underwear kind of thing?
Yeah,
or
I think he can't run around naked in
he
public.
He can't be
like that,
naked in the public?
Yeah, I think that's
why
right.
Why was he fighting Evander Holyfield?
I don't know.
To raise money for...
To show that he was as cool as Putin. I think Putin could actually knock Evander Holyfield out.
I actually
out,
have a much...
Right?
I have a much... I mean, I actually think Mitt Romney's kind of cool for a Mormon
really?
7-year-old
well,
man.
Well, that's because you're from Massachusetts. Did you vote for him?
I did not. He ran against, he was the governor. He actually wasn't a very bad governor. He was a pretty good governor for 4 years. He was very pro-gay. He was pro-abortion. Like, he was very different than the guy who ran for president. And he wasn't that bad. He was okay. But you realize in Massachusetts when you live there that being the governor is terrible, and being the Speaker of the House of Representatives is like the most powerful political position, because like that's everything. You get to do basically everything. And most of those guys who... end up like what's the big time Whitey Bulger? His brother was the Speaker of the House for like 25
years. Oh, he was? Bulger's brother?
Whitey Bulger's brother.
He was a big gangster, for people who don't know.
Bulger was like the Speaker of the House, and like he ruled for like 30 years, like with an iron fist. And like it was super
No wonder nothing ever happened to Whitey. No kidding.
No, it was actually like kind of a thing where he would kind of give him like the heads up that he had to leave town and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess. Cincinnati Red Stadium burnt up.
I saw that. They have these two... It's like a...
like big
steamboat
tower?
Kind
yeah,
of
steamboat
towers.
Towers.
And they have like fireworks go off.
Funnels.
And in the middle of the game, it just like burst into flames.
That's
one
cool.
Of them.
Yeah.
No, it was not cool.
You're
like,
sitting
it
there.
It was distinctly not
no,
cool.
No, I like things burning
like,
up.
What the heck?
I like when stuff explodes. I think that's good.
I wish this... Yeah, the Reds are not very good this year. This says... Ralphine says, Romney didn't wear a T-shirt. He was shirtless.
Oh, just
so
like
no,
Putin.
No
T-shirt.
No Mormon. Wait a minute. I got to see pictures of that.
Don't Mormons have special underwear?
I want topless pictures of Mitt Romney.
Don't Mormons have special underwear they have to wear?
They do. It's like a whole...
Like a suit.
Like a whole
a thing.
Can I see his nipples? Where's his nipples?
No, I don't want to see Mitt Romney's nipples.
This is all him with a tie on and stuff like that. I mean, he's kind of a handsome-looking dude. He looks
he's wearing a tie and no shirt like Yogi Bear? What's he doing?
No, this is all just pictures
of
his...
Oh, when he uses this stuff on? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We have a few more minutes if you want to call.
I could tell. Oh, yeah.
Of,
if you want to look. If you
oh, look.
Call
it is shirtless Mitt Romney.
201-209-9368.
He looks better than me, too.
Oh, Lord.
He looks pretty good.
Well, you could get in shape.
No, I couldn't.
Yes, you could.
This
come
is
on,
as good
why
as
not?
I'm ever going
to
be.
No, come on. You're fine.
No, he's like tall, handsome.
Oh, Lord.
He's got a pretty good body for a, you know,
for
like a
70-year-old
white man.
Huh.
He doesn't look that bad.
I don't know. Maybe it's a body double. Maybe it's not even him.
No, it looks like him. Maybe they put his head on something.
Yeah. They removed his head and put it on a robo body.
I wouldn't last even a fake round with Evander Holyfield. I mean, Evander Holyfield.
I know.
Went toe-to-toe with Tyson and laughed at him.
Evander Holyfield took a dive.
He did?
Yeah.
On purpose? Oh, yeah, I saw that. All right, he kind of hit him with a right and went down.
Yeah, it's a dive.
It's a dive.
It's a dive.
Okay. They're goofing.
They know that everybody knows. It's okay. It's not like that other fight that you paid money to see where the guy had a broken shoulder.
That was not
and stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
Manny's still being sued by a bunch of people.
Yeah, he better. Manny Pacquiao.
Pacquiao.
Went in with a bad shoulder and didn't tell anybody, and then he lost the fight. And he said, I lost because I had a bad shoulder and didn't tell anybody. And now everybody who bet on him is, like, suing him and saying, I lost
Thankfully,
money.
Thankfully, I didn't bet on him.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
I don't think. I did a lot of things drunk.
The Memphis Grizzlies.
How are they doing?
I guess they're an NBA team. Is that correct?
Yes.
They're
used
in the
to
playoffs.
Be the Vancouver Grizzlies.
Oh, okay.
And then they moved to Memphis, like,
Tennessee.
10 or 15 years ago. And they're actually one of the best teams in the NBA, but they just lost to the Warriors.
Yeah, well, they were in the playoffs, and B.B. King died from Memphis, Tennessee, right?
Right.
B.B. King died this past week. And so at the beginning of their playoff game, I think this is pretty cool, actually. Instead of doing a moment of silence in memory of B.B. King, they did a moment of song.
Oh, they did like Thrill Is Gone or something?
Something.
Like that?
Isn't that nice?
B.B. King wrote that song when he was 18.
Yeah.
Like the Thrill Is Gone when he was 18. What did he do last? He was like
the
98
whole rest of,
when he
I know.
Died, right?
He had 80 more years to go with no thrill. But, I mean, I thought it was nice that they, you know, they remembered him with a song instead of like a moment of silence. I thought that was
I think it's pretty cool.
I thought that was correct and good.
That was good.
Dr. Game Show is coming in. Let me put on the song to say goodbye.
Oh, it's our show's over?
Almost. It's not quite over. Doesn't that sound neat?
What song is that?
I don't know. It's Hot Chip.
Just B.B. King?
It's Hot Chip. No, it's Hot Chip. It's called something. I don't know where the thing went.
It's called something?
Yeah, we have to put it on the playlist, too, because it's that time. It's that time of year.
Oh.
Yeah, we have to keep track. Oh, this is called Why Make Sense. Why Make Sense? That's like us, right?
Who's the artist?
Hot Chip. The Youngs like this music.
They do?
Yeah, they listen to it. Yeah. All right, so this has been Sportsy Talk. Did we hit all the topics that
we
meant to hit?
Sure.
And we have the giant trophy here in the room with us somewhere.
The Jeter Award.
Yeah, I think, we were going to discuss what we were going to call this trophy.
Well, maybe we should work in tandem with the North Dakota people and whatever.
Maybe we should call it the University of North Dakota Berserker Trophy.
Berserker Trophy.
Let's call it the Berserker Trophy.
I don't want to.
Can we tell them that? It would be good.
We'll call the vice president back now that we're friends with him.
Yeah, I have to listen to the show and remember his name again. I'm sorry I didn't really catch it when he called. I was so surprised. That was pretty cool. This was a good show.
Yeah, we did good. We've done good work.
Good.
America.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the most trusted team in sports talk radio today. This has been Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We will not be here next week. Micah will be here next week.
Oh, yay! Yay!
Thank you, Micah, for filling in for us. But we will be back in 2 weeks, and we hope to see you then. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole thing.
That's the whole show.
Stay tuned for Dr. Game Show.
Yes, do that.
And welcome to Dr. Game Show here on WFMU. It's the show where we play games submitted by listeners. I'm your host, Joe Firestone, and I'm here with Manolo, as always. Oh, hold on. Hi, Manolo.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I mean, we were just talking today. Today, Manolo and I both had coffee, so I think we're doing pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Manolo and I were just talking about juicy stuff. It's the season one finale of Dr. Game Show. If you've been listening just to one show or to a whole lot of them, tonight is the season finale. It's the last one of the whole season. We won't be here for the next 2 weeks. And so,
whoa.
Yeah, and we got Dave Hill here. Hi, Dave Hill.
Hi. Wait, why aren't you going to be here?
Well, Dave, we'll get into that later. But
are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You're healthy?
I'm healthy.
You're healthy?
I'm all right.
Dave, you're playing against the world today. If you don't know,
I've been doing that for years.
I know. If you don't know what you're in for, I feel like you're not going to be surprised, but you're not going to be overwhelmed.
All right, that sounds like the sweet spot.
So Dave hosts the Goddamn Dave Hill Show here on WFMU from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. If you're ever thinking,
let's keep listening
forever
until the late hours.
And that's what
I don't
Dave
think
does.
That guy realized that.
Who?
Who? Although I'm just as guilty because I can't think of his name. He was showing me how to use the microphone.
Oh, yeah, no, and you knew because you're there for three hours every day.
And I was like, hey, buddy, who are you talking to? Well, but to be fair, I didn't recognize him either. So. So it's not, shame. I'm not saying that he did anything wrong.
I'm kind of like that where you kind of know someone only by their, like, venue or environment.
Yeah.
But then you see them somewhere else, like on the train, you can't recognize them.
Yeah, like if you run into your barber.
What if he didn't see you?
Yeah, this example.
He didn't recognize you by the hour.
This example does not apply.
Like, you're recognizable by that hour.
Well, to be fair, almost every guy that works at WFMU, myself included, looks exactly alike. Wouldn't you agree, Joe?
I'd say there's definitely a similar thing. Like if I were maybe a child, I would think all of them were my
daddy.
My daddy, yes.
It's like men, white guys in their 30s, 40s, and 50s.
It's a look. I like it.
Not crazy about fitness.
I like it. I like that look.
Glasses and T-shirts that are usually a size too small.
But like cool T-shirts.
I must stress, I'm speaking of myself.
WFMU.
I'm speaking of everybody in the world.
I feel like that description definitely applies to me as well. But
I think you.
I don't like fitness. I like wearing shirts that are too small.
Well, hey, more of that, please.
Hey, sure.
Young ladies. Young ladies in tight clothes.
Oh, my gosh, Dave.
Woo! Oh, it's too early for this kind of chatter.
Too early for that kind of chatter.
I'm sorry.
It's dinner time. Families are gathered around dinner tables all around the United States.
Hey, here's something we can all enjoy together. Dr. Game Show. And then this smut peddler from the 9 o'clock show
comes in and really smuts it up.
Hey.
But I will say, Dave, we have such an exciting show for you because it's like this is jam-packed with stuff. There's a lot of things going on, and I will tell you, if you're a loyal listener or even if you're not, we have a very exciting reveal. And I can't stress enough that you need to stay tuned for the whole hour because we have the biggest reveal. I found out the biggest secret I've heard in a long time, and I got to share it with you guys.
Oh, do I know it?
No, not yet. I don't think so. No. It's a big reveal for everyone. I just learned, and I freaked out.
Because I know some secrets.
Dave, do you want to share a secret at the end of the episode, too?
Okay.
Okay, great. So we got two secrets happening. And Manolo, you're in good spirits, is that right?
Yep. I saw my niece at a dance recital.
Oh, how did you describe your niece?
She's like... what did I say?
You said a bobby pin with a beach ball on top of it.
Yeah, but elegant. And like, elegant. I'm kind of, because she was dancing, and I was like annoyed because she has better stage presence than me.
What? You can't say that about your own niece who's 7.
I don't know. I guess, you know, she didn't learn how to shrink into herself.
Manolo, she's 7. You should be happy for her.
No, I am.
Don't,
just,
you know,
she didn't get that from my side of the family.
Are you upset?
He seems
you
upset.
You seem broken.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he seems a
little
broken.
This was just now you saw the recital?
No, it was like last weekend.
Okay, so wow, this has been sitting with you for quite some time.
Just a few days.
Like. Dave, we needed this emotional energy. We haven't had it the whole season, and it's like you come on, and it's like, yes, that's what we needed.
Oh, a guy down on his luck?
No.
Me?
No, like...
I'm a broken man.
No, we needed, like, the... You know, you give a rawness that we have...
A rawness, a razzmatazz.
We're so polished here at Dr.
Game
Show.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to go after the tough topics.
And we are, and it's like...
Depression, tight clothing.
We mask our feelings in games, and silly games.
Yeah, I like to drag everyone down to my level. That's
Dave,
my move.
No,
and that's when I start kicking.
You dig in with your fingers, and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm so glad you're here, Dave. So, basically, you're going to play games with people that call in.
Yeah.
So, and then Manolo, as always, will judge. And if you'd like to call in and play against Dave Hill of the goddamn Dave Hill Show, among so many other credits.
Sure.
You can call in 201.
That we won't mention now.
We can't mention
in
now.
In keeping with station policy.
We cannot mention.
Wait, or is that a loophole with me on... Your show.
I guess we could.
Can I all of a sudden start plugging my own ventures?
Start plugging all your stuff.
Maybe I can. I'll see how it goes.
Take the take the
maybe
time.
Maybe that'll be my secret I let out at the end.
Where you're playing next?
No, no, just, you know, my album's coming out.
His album really is coming out. It's very exciting on June 9th, if you want to come check
hey,
it out.
Hey, whoa, whoa. I don't know if you should mention
at the
that
Bell
on
House.
A special thing record.
You should
record
check it out. It's going to be great.
No, we shouldn't plug
that. No, I mean, we just might mention it offhand, but it's going to be really great. Dave is one of the funniest human
one
beings
one of the
in
best
the
in the biz.
I'd say so. But if you'd like to play against the best in the biz, you can call in 201-209-9368. You can also play against him on the message boards, which you can reach at WFMU.org.
Wait, should I have my laptop out to play against the message board?
No
then?
Way. You don't need to do that. Okay. You need to. We need to.
Focus.
We need you focused and with
all
us.
Hands on deck, sister.
Now, all the sounds are coming from Manolo's mouth. Is that correct, Nate?
Yes.
That's the enthusiasm we're looking for.
Exactly. And if you want to call in and play against Dave, you're thinking, why would I challenge myself to the ultimate challenge?
Yeah, that's like playing against Stephen Hawking or something.
Or Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
If we're talking about...
I'm slowing down the play in my mind, and I'm thinking where you're going to be next, not where you are right now.
Oh, boy. And so you...
That's
listen,
Wayne Gretzky, not Stephen Hawking.
But if you think you're up for the challenge, which I'll tell you what, we would love for you to be up to the challenge. It's a season...